USC 42, Wisconsin 14. And what appeared to be a close battle and was throughout the first half now has turned into a USC rout. 42-14 over Wisconsin. Richter comes out wide to the left. Quarterback is Vanderkellen. In the slot on the right is Ron Smith. He goes in motion out of the left. Handoff goes to the fullback, Curry. Moves straight up the middle and gets up to the 24-yard line. Tackled by Gary Kerner, a 200-pound junior from Los Angeles. In on the play of 4 yards. Second down and six. Wisconsin's ball on the Wisconsin 24-yard line. Curry has carried the ball 11 times today. He has gained 25 yards. Richter split off on the left side. Vanderkellen drops straight back. Throws a little pass over the middle. It's complete. Only on at the 30. He's up to the 35. And he sinks out of bounds near the 38 or 39-yard line. Del Conte and Willie Brown applied the pressure and threw him out of bounds at the 39. A gain on the play of 15 yards. And it's a first down for Wisconsin. Jacob Bozzi comes back in at right tackle for the Badgers. And Andy Wodula comes out. First and 10, the ball is on the Wisconsin 39-yard line. Ends are in fairly tight this time. In motion goes Ron Smith. Back to pass is Vanderkellen. He throws on the run. It is not caught by Louis Holland. He juggled that ball like a hot potato at the 40-yard line. Couldn't find the handle, and finally the ball fell harmlessly to the ground. Beathard and Willie Brown were on pass defense for Southern California. An incomplete forward pass. That makes it second down and 10. Ball still at the Wisconsin 39-yard line. The Southern California fans from across the way are chanting, "We want the Packers! We want the Packers!" How about that? Second and 10. The ball is at the Wisconsin 39-yard line. Back to throw is Vanderkellen. He pitches. It is caught complete by Pat Richter at the 48-yard line of Southern California. And Richter was out of bounds just about the time he caught that ball. He caught it inbounds, of course, and then with one stride stepped out of bounds at the 48. The 48-yard line of USC. That'll give Wisconsin a first down now, first and 10. On that 13-yard pass, Vanderkellen to Richter. First and 10 at the USC 48-yard line. In motion goes Ron Smith to the left. Rolling out to the left is Vanderkellen. He's throwing. It's complete at the 40-yard line to Kyle Silvestri. He's down at the 35, out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Silvestri, a sophomore from Shorewood, Wisconsin, was shoved out of bounds by Pete Beathard. And Beathard not only does an outstanding job on offense, and that fact is borne out by the fact that he's thrown four touchdown passes this afternoon. He also plays a mighty sweet game on defense. Now the Badgers cut out over the ball. And as they come out over the ball, Southern California has called for a timeout. USC called for a timeout with 13 minutes, 59 seconds left in the game and the score. Southern California 42, Wisconsin 14. There's timeout on the field with the score Southern California 42, Wisconsin 14. First and 10, Wisconsin on the Southern California 33-yard line. Richter is split off on the left side. Back to pass. Vanderkellen straight over the middle. Complete to Holland at the 30. He's down to the 25. Dragged down from behind by Armando Sanchez at the 24-yard line. A gain on the play of 9 yards. Vanderkellen straight over the middle to Louis Holland. Second down one. The ball is on the Southern California 24-yard line. Flanked out wide to the right. Ron Smith split off on the left side. Pat Richter. Quarterback Vanderkellen pulls straight back. Throws a little swing pass complete behind the line of scrimmage to Curry. He's at the 25, rolled to the ground at the 23-yard line by Randy Jones. The big 6'4", 222-pounder, a sophomore from Riverside, California. Now, the referee, Jim King, has signaled for an official timeout, bringing in the team gang from the far side of the field for a measurement. Sticks are placed down, and it's a first down for Wisconsin. First and 10 for the Badgers on the 23-yard line of Southern California. Wisconsin, believe it or not, has racked up 21 first downs to only 10 for Southern California. But the scoreboard is just the reverse. USC 42, Wisconsin 14. Back to pass is Vanderkellen, straight over the middle, complete to Ron Smith. He's at the 10, down to the 5-yard line, but there were penalty markers all over the field. It appeared that Vanderkellen, or one of the Wisconsin backs, was in motion at the time the ball was snapped. Anyway, they're calling the ball back now. Line of scrimmage was the Southern California 23-yard line, and a 5-yard penalty, illegal motion, backfield in motion, is the call against Wisconsin. So that moves the ball back to the 28-yard line. It's now first and 15. Can you imagine that? Wisconsin 21 first down, USC 10. Yet the score is Southern California 42, Wisconsin 14. Holland is flanked out wide to the left this time. Richter's put off on the right side. Vanderkellen again taking to the air, dropping back, shoots the pass. It is caught by Holland, and Holland is hit immediately and hit hard by Beathard. Holland caught that ball at the 17-yard line, and he was almost cut in two by a vicious tackle put on him by Pete Beathard. They're placing the ball down at the 16, a gain of 12 yards through the air. Second down, 3 yards to go for the first down. The ball is on the Southern California 16-yard line. Badgers trying to get a score here with 12 and a half minutes to go in the ball game. Back to pass, Vanderkellen straight over the middle, complete to Holland, and Holland is pulled down now by Damon Bame at the 12-yard line, a gain of 4 yards on the play. Now Jimmy Kane, the referee, calls for his own timeout here as he wants to have another measurement. Gary Kroner has entered the ball game at right halfback for Wisconsin, and Ron Smith goes out. The sticks are placed down, and here is the measurement. First down for Wisconsin. The ball is on the Trojan 12-yard line, a first and 10 now for the Badgers as they're driving for a score. But at best, it can only be a consolation score because Southern California has a big lead, 42-14 over Wisconsin. Wide to the left comes Pat Richter. Quarterback, Vanderkellen sends Kroner in motion to the left. Vanderkellen is back to throw. He has time. Now the pressure is on. He throws on the run. It is incomplete. Intended for Elmars Ezrin, the left end of Wisconsin in the end zone. The pressure was applied by the two big ends that got in there. Lubicic, the right guard, was the man in there applying the pressure on Vanderkellen. Another one is Bob Sweas. And as a result, Vanderkellen had to throw on the run. The pass was away from Elmars Ezrin. Second and 10. Vanderkellen today has completed 24 out of 35 for two touchdowns, a total of 288 yards. In motion to the right is Louis Holland. The pitch back from Vanderkellen to Holland. Now Holland wants to throw the pass. So he's going to run with the ball. He cuts in at the 10. He's still going down to the 5. Touchdown for Wisconsin. Louis Holland has scored for the Badgers. Louis Holland circled around to his right. It appeared that he was going to hesitate for just a moment, perhaps throw a running pass. Then he tucked the pigskin under his arm and moved around the right side, ran into his own man, right tackle Roger Jacobowski at about the 10-yard line, but bounced off of him and continued on into the end zone for a 12-yard touchdown run. Holding will be Vanderkellen, kicking will be Kroner. The ball is snapped back, placed down. The kick by Kroner is up. It is good. And the score, University of Southern California, 42, Wisconsin, 21. We have 11 minutes and 41 seconds to play in this 49th annual Rose Bowl game from Pasadena, California. Vanderkellen, so far this afternoon, has set two Rose Bowl records. One for most passes attempted and two for most passes completed. And Tom Kelly, it's rather ironical, but the Badgers are winning the statistics and Southern California is winning the game.
It is indeed, Mike Walden, and yet this Wisconsin ball club, I think, learned early in this ball game they could not run against this tough Trojan defense, and Vanderkellen has put on an aerial display the likes of which we haven't seen here on the West Coast in many a season. He's a brilliant quarterback. He seems to have a buggy whip for an arm, and on top of that, he plays great scatter ball when pressed. And his patterns break down. He's most elusive in the backfield. He's somewhat like the Scarlet Pimpernel. You don't know just where he's going to turn up next. And when he does, he cocks that arm and rifles that ball. He's a brilliant football performer.
Willie Brown and Lauren Hunt are deep for USC. His corner kicks off. It carries back into the end zone, taken at the goal line by Willie Brown. Straight up field, 5, 10, 15, veers over to the 20. 25, down he goes at the 28-yard line. Shot down to the ground by Ron Sprain, a sophomore from Chicago. Ball is placed down at the 28-yard line, and USC will put it in play. First and 10 from the USC 28-yard line. A return of 28 yards by Willie Brown. In the backfield now for the Trojans, Pete Bethard at quarterback, Willie Brown the left half, Lauren Hunt the right half, and the fullback is Ben Wilson. The lights have been turned on here at the Rose Bowl ever since halftime. Wide to the right comes Brown. Bedsel split off at the left side. Handoff goes from the quarterback Fetcher to the fullback Brown. And a fumble recovered by Wisconsin. Recovered by Elmar Zezerin. Wilson smashed into the center of the line. He was hit, fumbled the ball, and Ezrin's recovered at the 29-yard line of Southern California. 10 minutes, 35 seconds to play in the game. Southern California 42, Wisconsin 21. That's the second USC fumble this afternoon, the first Wisconsin recovery. First and 10 now for the Badgers from the Southern California 29-yard line. Vander Killen running for his life, circles out to the left, throws in the run. The pass is incomplete, intended for Elmar Zezerin, but the pass is thrown too long over his head. A good rush on Vander Killen, put on him by Bob Sweat, spelled S-V-I-H-U-S, a 6'4", 215-pound sophomore from Redwood City. Tom?
Mike Walden lets out another Rose Bowl record to the fine performance turned in by Ron Vander Killen. He has totaled 306 yards from offense here this afternoon, 288 of it in the air, and that breaks the record set by Bob Chaffee of 279 back in 1948.
Second and 10, Wisconsin, from the USC 29-yard line. In motion goes Ron Smith. Back to pass, Vander Killen. He throws the pass caught by Richter, the 50. Richter's out of the 10. And Richter's finally stopped at the 9-yard line, but he never could get the big guy down. He was finally just pinned in there at the 9-yard line, standing straight up, and finally they blew it dead. Lauren Hunt and Ernie Pye stopped his forward progress at the 10-yard line. A gain through the air of 19 yards, and Vander Killen adds to his Rose Bowl record. So now it's first and goal to go for Wisconsin from the Southern California 10-yard line. In motion goes Louis Holland. The handoff to Holland around the right side. He cuts in over right tackle. Fights for yardage as he gets down to the 7-yard line. Louis Holland moved over between right guard and right tackle and got down to about the 7-yard line. He was filled by Gary Kerner, the left tackle, and Willie Brown, the left halfback, respectively, of Southern California. Gain of 3 yards by Louis Holland, who this afternoon has carried four times and has gained 25 yards. Second and goal to go for Wisconsin from the USC 7-yard line. Quarterback Vander Killen turns around, hands off to the fullback, Purnell, who bucks down the middle, gets across the 5 to about the 4-yard line. Gain on the play of 3 yards. The tackle was made by Lubasich and Brown. Third and goal to go. The ball on the USC 4-yard line. Wisconsin, 4 yards away from another score, as the Trojans have a 42-21 advantage over the Big Ten champion Wisconsin Badgers. We're in the fourth period. In motion to the right goes Louis Holland. Fake handoff, Vander Killen throws. Touchdown, the corner, and the corner. Vander Killen, the corner, who made a big grab over in the corner, and the Badgers have scored again. Repeated a half minute to play in the fourth quarter. Trying valiantly to get back in the ballgame, but they're still a long way down. 42-27, Southern California with a 15-point lead. That drive consumed 29 yards, took 5 plays. Holding will be Vander Killen. Kicking will be Kroner. The center is Heckel. The ball is snapped back, placed down, and here is the kick by Kroner. It is up, and for the year, Gary Kroner is now 32 out of 32. And the score is Southern California 42, Wisconsin 28, with 8 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Tom Kelly.
Mike Walden, the University of Wisconsin football team has posted 28 points on the board, and that's more than anybody scored against this University of Southern California team all season long. In fact, the Trojans gave up only 55 points, or an average of 5.5 points per game per opponent. This Van der Kellen is really something. And what an offensive battle we've seen out here in this 49th Rose Bowl to Pasadena. It's very dark. The lights have been on for a long time. And it almost looks like a night baseball game out here with the lights shining down and the smog and fog beginning to roll in a little bit. 42-28, the Trojans by 14 points. And a lot of time remaining, 8.5 minutes. Wisconsin will kick off. And here's Mike Walden.
Throner advances toward the football. Delcotti and Brown are deep. The ball is fielded by Brown at the 5. Straight up field. 10, 15, veers a little bit at the 25 and is brought down at the 28-yard line. That was a return of 23 yards by Willie Brown. The tackle was made by Ron Parr. This afternoon, Ron Van der Kellen has completed 26 out of 38 for 311 yards and 2 touchdowns. There's timeout on the field with the score Southern California 42, Wisconsin 28.
You can win one of more than 15,000 prizes in calling.
At one stage in this Rose Bowl battle, Southern California led 42-14. And it appeared that the Badgers were beaten. Now, Wisconsin has registered 2 quick scores, and it's up to 42-28. Southern California running with the ball. Pete Bethard rolling out to the left. He's going to carry. He is thrown out of bounds here around the 31 or 32-yard line. Purnell shoving him out of bounds at the 32. Wisconsin, by scoring 28 points this afternoon, becomes the first club to score more than 2 touchdowns against Southern California this season. Southern California indeed very happy and boastful about a fine defensive club, but the Badgers have been able to get 28 points. But Southern California has punctured Wisconsin's defense for 42. Second and 7, Southern Cal. The handoff goes to the fullback. Wilson slants over tackle, gets up to the 35. Brought down at the 35 by the right side of the Wisconsin forward wall. Purnell, Schenck, and Bowman all collaborated on the stop at the 35-yard line. So it'll be third down and 4 for Southern California. The ball is on the USC 35-yard line. Wilson this afternoon has picked up 51 yards in 13 carries. Brown is flanked out wide to the right. Bedford split off at left end. Back to throw as Bethard is on the run. He is almost hit as he throws on the run. It's caught by Rose. The 35, and he's dumped at the 31-yard line. Ron Graves made the stop on Willie Brown at the 31-yard line, and Brown has just electrified this crowd with a tremendous over-the-shoulder grab of a broken pass pattern. Bethard had a man, Ron Carlson, practically ripping his shirt off his back as he threw that ball. It was a wobbly pass, but Brown made a tremendous grab at the 31-yard line of Wisconsin. First and 10 out for Southern California to Wisconsin 31. Delcotti is flanked out to the left this time. Bethard pitches back to Brown. Cuts in over left tackle, flagging the play, and Brown is stopped at the 32-yard line. Purnell and Howard in there to hit him and hit him hard. The penalty is against USC, illegal motion against the Trojans. Now the Badgers have the option of declining the penalty, taking the down, or accepting the 5-yard assessment. The ball is placed down around the 32-yard line, and the penalty has been declined by Wisconsin. They want the down. Ball is spotted down at the Wisconsin 32-yard line. It's now second and 11 for the Sons of Troy. Bethard, Brown, Heller, and Wilson in the backfield for Southern California. Brown is wide to the left. Bedford split off on the right side. Quarterback Pete Bethard pitches back now to Ron Heller. He's back to throw. Heller's pass is almost intercepted at the 10-yard line. The pass was intended for Bedford at the 5, but in front of Bedford at the 10 was Jim Nettles, who fell to the ground trying to make the interception. A running pass play with Heller throwing on the run. Both clubs like to use that play a great deal, that running pass play with a halfback throwing. Louis Holland generally draws the assignment for Wisconsin, and the Trojans have used it a couple of times this afternoon. Heller and Brown both have tried the halfback running pass play today for Southern California. It's now third and 11 The ball is on the Wisconsin 32-yard line. 6 minutes, 41 seconds to go in the contest. USC 42, Wisconsin 28. Beathard throws. It's incomplete at the 25-yard line. Intended for Hal Betzel. Beathard had to trigger his pass a little bit sooner than he wanted to. And as a result, that pass was low and away from Hal Betzel. So it'll be 4th and 11. The ball is on the Wisconsin 32-yard line. USC 42, Wisconsin 28, 6 minutes, 38 seconds to play in the contest. 4th and 11 for Southern California at the Wisconsin 32-yard line. Willie Brown, blanked out wide to the right. Nelson in there at quarterback. He's back to throw, and he throws long for Betzel. It is almost intercepted. Knocked away from Betzel at the 8-yard line. Let us pause right now. 10 seconds for station identification.
The voice of the Middle West, WHO Des Moines.
Ron Frain was back on pass defense for Wisconsin. He almost had an interception. The ball fell away. And now the Badgers will take over first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. 6 minutes and 33 seconds left in the game. Southern California leads by 14 points, 42-28. And so far this afternoon, Tom Kelly, we've seen offense aplenty.
Mike, I can't recall when we've had such an exciting and thrilling offensive battle as has been put on by these two ball clubs out here today. A total of 70 points has been scored. 42 for SC, 28 for Wisconsin. That's another Rose Bowl record. The previous high was 49 by one team, 42 and 28. Here we go again.
Vander Killen, Holland, Ron Smith, and Jim Purnell in the backfield. Vandy back to throw. He pitches. It is caught by Richter at the 42-yard line, and he twisted to the ground immediately by Ernie Pye. A gain of about 10 yards. Vander Killen to Richter. And it's a first down for Wisconsin. A first and 10 for the Badgers on their own 42-yard line. As it's just about completely dark here in the city of Pasadena. First and 10, the ball on the Wisconsin 42 in motion. To the left goes Ron Smith. Vander Kellen rolling out to the left. He looks downfield. He throws. The pass is caught by Richter at the 44-yard line of Southern California. And Richter is back on his track. By Gary Hill. Another first down. Another first down for Wisconsin. 6 minutes to go in the game. 6 minutes left. The Badgers fighting valiantly. They were behind at one stage, 42 to 14. Now they've got a battle not only Southern California, but the clock as well. Back to pass. Vander Kellen straight over the middle. Complete to Holland at the 40. He retreats over to the 44. Down to the ground at the 41-yard line by Ernie Pye. Holland caught that ball right in the middle of the field at the 40-yard line, retreated some 4 yards, trying to use his speed to turn the corner. But Southern California wouldn't let him, and they caught up with him, and they brought him down at the 41-yard line, so that play nets Wisconsin just 1 yard. Second down nine, the ball is on the Southern California 41-yard line. Now there's a man out there on the field talking to the officials, and the referee, Jimmy Kane, calls for a timeout. It appears to be something about the clock, which is running. The clock showing 5 minutes and 10 seconds. Kane has pointed the clock. Now the announcement is just being made. The clock on the scoreboard is 25 seconds short. Someone from the Southern California side of the field walked out onto the turf and talked things over with the referee, Jim Kane. And Kane immediately pointed at the clock. And the public address announcer just made the announcement that the clock was 25 seconds short. So the Badgers lose 25 seconds. The clock now shows 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Southern California 42, Wisconsin 28. The ball is on the Southern California 41-yard line. In motion goes Kroner. Vander Kellen is back to throw. Rolls out to the right now. Now he retreats again. He almost runs over one of the officials. He throws in the run. Kroner to the 40. 35. side. The right and the left is gently fading. He almost ran into one of the officials. He did bump him, but Vanderkellen still managed to get off that pass complete to Gary Kohner. And Kohner is shoved out of bounds on the USC 15-yard line. A 25-yard pathway. Vanderkellen to Kohner. 4 minutes and 29 seconds left in the game now. Vanderkellen has completed 31 out of 47 for two touchdowns. A first and 10 Wisconsin. The ball is on the USC 15-yard line. Richter is split out wide to the right. Holland goes in motion to the right. The ball is half back. Vanderkellen rolls out to the right. He throws incomplete to Holland. The swing pass near the line of scrimmage, the 15-yard line, but the pass was over his head, incomplete. The clock showing 4 minutes 25 seconds left in the game. Southern California 42, Wisconsin 28. A comfortable USC 42-14 lead suddenly melted, and now some of the Trojan fans are starting to worry a bit, although the clock shows only 4 minutes and 25 seconds left. Wisconsin this afternoon has amassed the fantastic total of 30 first downs. They have out-first downed USC by a 2-1 margin. Wisconsin has 30 first downs and Southern California 15. Pat Richter goes out wide to the right. Quarterback Vanderkellen rolling out to the right now. He's hemmed in. He gets away. He throws on the run. It's clear. He's out of the 5 to 4 yard line. Richter makes the grab. And Fuller makes the tackle at the 4 yard line. And now the Badgers have it first and goal to go at the USC 4 yard line. And Wisconsin has ball for a timeout. A tremendous windup to a tremendous Rose Bowl game. 4 minutes and 11 seconds left in the contest. It's first and goal to go at the USC 4 yard line. Tom, the understatement of the year must be that the fans are getting their money's worth here today.
Mike, I don't know what more they could ask for. We've had everything in this ball game, including a 25-second discrepancy on the official clock. 4 minutes and 11 seconds going out. The only other thing that could happen would be that football just flat exploded right in midair. This has been one of the most exciting, one of the greatest offensive battles that any two college teams have ever put on. And here, before 100,000 fans, in almost complete darkness now, with the lights trying to illuminate this football field, the Badgers are fighting valiantly to get back into this ball game. They were down at one time, 42-14, and Vanderkellen has brought them back time and time and time again to where it's 42-28. The Trojans are leading by 14 points, and Vanderkellen has the Badgers on the Trojan 4 yard line, with time a most important factor in this ball game. He will set every record for an individual as far as total yards gained, passes attempted, and passes completed. I can't help but think that the Trojans proved a bit too early to this Wisconsin club that they couldn't run against the Trojans. And so Vanderkellen has gone to what he does best, throw that football, and at it, he has few peers, believe me, ladies and gentlemen. Here it comes, a first and goal on the Trojan 4, and Wisconsin has the ball.
But you've got to hand it to Wisconsin, win, lose, or draw here this afternoon. A lot of clubs would have folded with a 42-14 score against them, but the Badgers have not. First and goal to go at the USC 4 yard line. Vanderkellen rolls out to the right. He throws into the end zone. It is intercepted in the end zone. USC comes up with a clutch interception. Willie Brown stepped in front of the intended receiver and made the interception for USC. The pass was intended for Elmar Ezrin, the left end, and Brown stepped in front of him and made the interception in the end zone for the automatic touchback. And now Southern California will take over first and 10 on the USC 20-yard line. The clock showing 4 minutes and 3 seconds left in the game. Ron Vanderkellen today has completed 33 out of 44 for 377 yards. Three of his passes have been intercepted. He has thrown 2 touchdown passes. But Vanderkellen has rallied the Wisconsin Badgers here in the second half. And Wisconsin, down 42-14, has rallied to make a fight out of it. Now Southern California, with ball control, will attempt to run out the clock if they can. Southern California 42, Wisconsin 28. Meanwhile, the Badgers will be banking heavily on a mistake or a USC fumble to get that ball again. Quarterback is Pete Bethard for Southern California. Brown goes out wide. The handoff goes to the fullback, Wilson. A line smash. Wilson gets from the 20 up to the 23. A pickup of 3 yards by Big Ben Wilson. The tackle on Wilson was made by Roger Jacobozzi and Ron Parr. Gain of 3. Wilson has gained 56 yards in 14 times with the pigskin today. Ball is on the 23-yard line. It's second down and 7 for USC from the Southern California 23-yard line. Brown goes out wide to the left. The handoff goes to Wilson. He rams over and tackle again. Gets across the 25 to the 26. Tackle was made by the right side of the Wisconsin line. First man to meet him and bring him down was Roger Jacobazzi, the right tackle of Wisconsin. The clock ticking away the second. 3 minutes and 10 seconds left now. 3:10 to play in the game. And this has turned out to be one of the best ever in Rose Bowl competition. Southern California 42, Wisconsin 28. Third down 5. The ball is at the USC 25-yard line. In motion goes Willie Brown to the right. Beathard rolling out to the right to throw the forward pass. He throws it around. It is incomplete at the 36-yard line in front of the Wisconsin bench. Jim Nettles on pass defense for Wisconsin. The pass was intended for Ken Del Cotti, Southern California right halfback. Now the city of Pasadena, the big Rose Bowl, where 100,423 have assembled, is completely bathed in darkness, save for a bank of light, three on each side of the field, shining down to illuminate this football field here this afternoon. It's now fourth down, 5, and they're going to be forced into a punt formation. Back to kick it. Back into the end zone. Jones got the ball, and he's hit right away as he picked up that ball. The pass from center went over his head, and a safety has been signaled. Elmar Zezerin caught the bear hug around Ernie Jones, and a safety has been signaled. Now the ball will be brought out of the 20 and a free boot. Southern California will have to kick the ball from the 20 after this safety. Pete Lubicic was in there to center that ball back to Ernie Jones, and suddenly the ball shot out of the darkness and over Ernie Jones' head, back deep in the end zone. Ernie went back, tried to pick up the ball, and he did, and Elmar Zezerin hugged him, a bear clamp there on him right back near the end line. A safety, and the Badgers have 2 more points. And now the score is Southern California 42, Wisconsin 30, with 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the game. The Wisconsin band strikes up on Wisconsin. Let's listen. That ball from the 20-yard line. Here is the punt. End over end. Hits at the 35-yard line of Wisconsin. Rolls back to the 28-yard line. And it goes to the back at the 26-yard line. Over there watching that ball go out of bounds was Ron Smith. It becomes increasingly difficult to pick up the players' numbers now because this is almost turned into a night football game. We have 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. The penalty marker was down because that punt from the 20 rolled out of bounds. And now Jones will have to go through the procedure once again, but from 5 yards back from the 15. Illegal procedure is the penalty against Southern California because that punt rolled out of bounds after the safety. USC 42, Wisconsin 30, 2 minutes. 40 seconds left in the contest. And USC has a 12-point lead now. At one time, it was as great as 42 to 14. Now, Jones punts from the 15. It's a high end-over-end kick, taken at the 35-yard line by Smith. He fumbles the ball, picks it up. He's up to the 40, 45. He's still going down. He goes to the 43-yard line of USC. Ron Smith shot straight upfield down to the Trojan territory, was brought to the ground by Gary Turner and Willie Brown at the 43-yard line of Southern California. A 23-yard return by Ron Smith. The Badgers fighting the clock as well as Southern California, trailing 42-30. Vanderkellen, the catalyst of the Wisconsin attack, pulls back, sweeps his eyes downfield, slips down at the 37-yard line. He slipped to his left knee as Vanderkellen hit him on a little pass right over the middle. But Holland tried to cut in and slipped to his left knee at the 37-yard line. The clock shows now a minute and 57 seconds left in this game. Second and 4 to go for Wisconsin. Vanderkellen rolls out to the right. throws the pass. It's complete to Richter. And it's recovered by Wisconsin.
No!
Richter fumbled out of the 18-yard line, and Wisconsin recovered
at the 18. Come on, get up. That's it.
Louis Holland made the recovery for Wisconsin at the 18-yard line. Wisconsin lines up without a huddle now. Vanderkellen rolls out to the right. Throws down a middle.
This has got to be the most fantastic individual performance we've ever seen on a football field anywhere. Vanderkellen has been superb.
All right, holding will be Vanderkellen. Kicking will be Turner. Ball snap back. Place down. The boot is up. It is good. And the score, Southern California, 42, Wisconsin, 37. And now, the Badgers. Touchdown in a minute and 19 seconds to attempt the score. A tough assignment indeed against the Southern California team that at one time led 42 to 14.
They got it.
You know, corny as it may sound, they say never give up, stay in there at all times. Wisconsin certainly has done that in the second half.
Mike Walden, Vanderkellen, unofficially has completed 35 out of 48 passes, had three intercepted, and has amassed the almost phenomenal total yardage of 421 yards from scrimmage. If that isn't an individual performance, then I don't know what is. In the gathering gloom and dusk and the fog and the smog here at Pasadena, 100,000 fans are on the edge of their seats. With a 42-37 score, a minute 19 to go, University of Southern California leading a fighting Wisconsin ball club come back again and again and again. And the throwing arm of Ron Vanderkellen and Mike Walden, for the life of me, I don't know how this boy escaped by only playing 90 seconds of football in 3 years at Wisconsin.
It's explained by surgery to a knee and ineligibility. That's the way the case of Ron Vanderkellen can be explained away. Only his 90 seconds of previous varsity competition up until this year. Now, the ball will be kicked off by Gary Corner. We may get an onside kick now. And I'm sure that USC is alert to that fact, too. There is the onside kick. It goes to the 45. Fumble. And USC has the ball at the 41-yard line. One of the first linemen to try to scoop up that ball missed it. He fumbled it. And on the bottom of the pile is Pete Lubicich for Southern California. And Wisconsin has called for a timeout. Wisconsin has called for a timeout. It'll be Southern California's ball. First and 10 from the Southern California 41-yard line with 1 minute and 6 seconds left. Southern California 42, Wisconsin 37, and this has just got to go down as a tremendous, tremendous comeback. But I'm sure that Coach Milbrun and the others would tell you, come back, so what if you don't win the game? And right now, the Badgers are on the short end of the score, trailing by 5 points. Badgers are huddling. Elmar Ezrin, Lee Burnett, Ron Farr, Joe Heckel, Steve Underwood, Roger Jacobowski, Pat Richter, Gary Conner, Jim Purnell, Jim Nettles, Ron Frain. On offense for Southern California, it'll be Bethard at quarterback, Brown the left half, Del Conte the right half. The fullback is Ben Wilson. And I'm sure that Bethard just instructed his Trojan teammates, hold out of that ball. Hold out of that ball at all costs. He's hit and dropped back on about the 34-yard line. Bethard running around to the left was hit and snowed under at the 34-yard line. The first man to hit him and going for Wisconsin was Pat Richter. The ball was on the 34-yard line. The USC, 34. The clock now shows 58 seconds left. Richter today has caught 11 passes for 163 yards. And what a show Richter and Bedsel have put on here in the second half. In the first half, if memory serves me correctly, Bedsel caught just one pass in the entire first half. And Richter caught only two. Now Pat has caught nine here in the second half to help rally the Badger cause. UFC 42, Wisconsin 37, 58-77. And before the ball can be snapped back, Lee Burnett, the left tackle of Wisconsin, knifed through there and was in the UFC backfield before the ball was snapped. And penalty markers went down immediately. Now the referee, Jim Keane, signals illegal motion against Southern California. Nelson, the quarterback, was running before the ball was snapped. That threw Burnett offside. The penalty has been declined by Wisconsin. That'll make it third down. Third and about 15 to go for USC. The Badgers trying desperately to get a hold of that football again before time runs out. Only 54 seconds left. This is a third down play for Southern California. Del Conte goes out wide to the right. Bedzel's foot off of the left. The pitchback goes to one. Wide around the right. By the way, 27-yard line. He was hit by Elmar Zizzerman, the first man to hit him. Richter was also in there. So was Ron Frain. A loss on the play. Back to, now they're spotting it down, close to the 29-yard line. A loss of about five more, so it'll be fourth and 20 for Southern California on their own 29-yard line. And Ernie Jones, who is an excellent punter, is back to do his work. He is averaging on punt so far today, 44 yards per punt. And Jones will hopefully be able to come up with a big boomer here today to get USC out of trouble with only 11 seconds left. The ball is snapped back. He punched. It's almost blocked. He got away, however. The ball is taken at the 49-yard line. 40-yard line. It's picked up now by Sidney. It was fumbled and hit out by Sidney. And there goes the gun. The ball game is all over. USC wins the ball game. That's the end of the 49th annual Rose Bowl game with the score, the final score. Southern California, 42, Wisconsin, 37.
The first and only 5-year or 50,000-mile warranty in automotive history. Your dealer's warranty on 1963 cars from Chrysler Corporation now covers your car's powertrain against defects in material and workmanship for 5 years.
Here at Pasadena, California, the 49th annual Rose Bowl has gone into the history books, but I doubt that if fans here that saw this ball game or listened to it or viewed it on nationwide television lived to be 110, they'll never forget the brilliant display of offensive football put on by two of the nation's finest college football teams. And I don't know who in the nation could dispute their ranking as number one and number two. The official attendance has just been given to me as 98,698. And what a display of football. In fact, these 98,000 fans are still just about stunned right where they stand. Hundreds of them, I guess thousands, are milling about in the field, and they just can't quite believe that this football game has come to a close. Let me just briefly recap for you what has transpired here this afternoon. So the University of Southern California Trojans, in picking up their 42 points, Pete Bethard passed to Hal Bedzel for 57 yards and a touchdown. He passed to Bedzel for 23 yards and a touchdown. He passed to Fred Hill for 13 yards and a touchdown. He passed to Ron Butcher for 15 yards and a touchdown. And Ben Wilson plunged 1 yard for a Trojan touchdown. And Ron Heller, the sophomore halfback, scampered 25 yards, while Tom Lupo added every one of the conversions for the Trojans, 42 points. Now then, to Mr. Van de Kellen and to the University of Wisconsin Badgers. Vanderkellen passed to Richter for 18 yards and a touchdown. He passed to Kroner for 5 yards and a touchdown. Vanderkellen ran 17 yards for a touchdown himself. Handed the ball off to his fullback, Ralph Keurig, who plunged 1 yard for a touchdown. Lou Holland, the speedy halfback for the Badgers, went 12 yards for a touchdown. And Esmond came through to trap Kyle Jones in the end zone and to throw him for a safety to add 2 points. And Gary Kroner came on to kick all of the extra point placements. And what a brilliant afternoon of football. Unofficially, Ron Vanderkellen has set total offense records, total passing records, total completion records, point records here in the Rose Bowl that conceivably could go for many, many years to come. Unofficially, he attempted 48 passes, completed 35, and had 3 intercepted, and amassed a total yardage from scrimmage of 421 yards. The scoring by quarters, as I briefly checked my notes here, Mike Walden, the Trojans scored first and led 7-0. Wisconsin marched back up the field and tied at 7-7. The Trojans scored again in the second period and took to the dressing room at the intermission a 14-0 lead. Make that a 21-0 lead as the Trojans scored twice in the second period of play. In the third period, the Trojans jumped off and in the opening 50 seconds, After Brown had carried the punt return back upfield to the Trojans' 43-yard line, Beathard threw to Bedford, who went 57 yards, and it looked for a moment like the rout was on. 21-7, the Trojans led the University of Wisconsin Badgers. Wisconsin came back to tally again. To make it 21-14, the Trojans went ahead again when they scored 7 points in the fourth period. But Vanderkellen was not through. He came back to take the Badgers time and time again down the field for 3 touchdowns and a safety for 23 points and a final score of the University of Southern California 42, the University of Wisconsin 37. Mike Walden, a final word from you, please.
Only that this is truly one of the great comebacks in the history of the Rose Bowl. Wisconsin went in that fourth quarter, trailing 42-14. Wisconsin outscored USC 23-0. And when you reflect back on it, that touchdown that was called back, the pass to Louis Holland near the end of the first half, proved to be the difference here this afternoon.
Thank you, Mike Walden. May I say it's been a pleasure sharing the Rose Bowl microphone with you this January 1, 1963. Always nice to see an old friend and to see one who does such a wonderful job. Thank you and a happy new year to you, Mike.
Fine, Tom. Thank you very much. What a great game.
And I'd like to pass along the thanks of Mike Walden and yours truly to our spotters this afternoon, Bob Lloyd, who spotted the University of Southern California, and Phil Blackwell, who spotted for the University of Wisconsin Badgers, to our statistician, Jay Berman.